WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The White House says it's preparing major sanctions against Russia for the death of dissident Alexei Navalny.
The sanctions are expected to target Kremlin defense industries and other revenue sources. Navalny died in prison Friday. His family claims he was murdered and accuses the Kremlin of covering it up, refusing to release his body.
He was a friend and a person who really invested a lot of hope and passion.
Navalny's friend is now sharing letters the two recently exchanged. He says Navalny wrote from prison about the conditions he faced, his concern about U.S. politics, and his love of traveling.
ABC's Perry Russum in Washington. Federal prosecutors are now saying that the former FBI informant accused of lying about Hunter and Joe Biden, Alexander Smirnov, has admitted that Russian intelligence officials were involved in passing on the information. In Ukraine, Russian forces are launching new assaults and recovering some ground they lost last summer, and two men now charged with murder in last week's shooting at the Super Bowl rally. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The Middleton Police Department has now confirmed that two of the individuals that were found dead in an apartment on Sunday were children. In an update, the Middleton Police Department stated that two children were students at Sauk Trail Elementary School. At the time of the update, the ages and names of the students were not released out of respect for the family. A Sauk County man has died following a head-on crash with a semi. The crash happened Monday morning when the man's SUV crossed over the center of the highway, hitting the semi head-on. Those vehicles collided near Wilton Rod and Gun Club on the highway near the town of Wilton. The man driving the SUV was found dead at the scene. The semi driver was injured. The crash shut down Highway 71 for over 5 hours. The crash remains under investigation. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
It is going to be another nice one today. Mostly sunny, up to 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right back up to 55. Friday, we'll be sunny and cooler with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 43.
99.7.
I'm going. hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday morning with us. Halfway through another work week, I'm Maddie Jones. Here's Tom Petty.
She's a good girl. Loves her mama. Loves Jesus. In America, too. She's a good girl. She's crazy about Elvis. Loves horses and her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard. And I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy breaking her heart.
And more.
No 99.7
Max FM.
Thank you.
there is Madonna. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope that your morning's going well so far. Thank you so much for spending your Wednesday with us. We do appreciate it. Now, this is some pretty big news, people. For the first time since the universe was formed, all five Culkin brothers are working together on the same project. We're talking Macaulay, Kieran, Rory, Christian, and Shane. The project in question is an animated series for Prime Video called The Second Best Hospital in the Galaxy. Kieran actually voices a regular character, but his brothers are only guest starring on a single episode as his brothers. They're some kind of species of alien bird people. The show is about, quote, intergalactically renowned surgeons who tackle anxiety-eating parasites, illegal time loops, and deep space STIs. It hits Prime on Friday if you're interested in checking it out. Now, I'm not sure if that's the episode where the Culkin brothers are going to be working together or if we have to wait until further into the series. But it sounds a little interesting, maybe in some sort of trippy on a Friday night kind of way, right? Taking a look at your forecast right now. Lots of sunshine today, a high near 55. Should be another gorgeous day. Mostly cloudy down to 32 tonight. Sun and 55 tomorrow. As we look ahead to Friday, sunny and just a tad cooler, only 40 for a high. Right now, it's 45.
Compeer Financial, a long-standing partner with FFA at both local and state levels, is proud to recognize and celebrate Reedsburg FFA members during National FFA Week. Connect with your local Compeer Financial team by calling 844-426-6733 or visit compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amber Lux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand women, men, infant, and children clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, and much more. Women owned and operated, Amber Lux Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street in Baraboo. New items are added daily. Stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amber Lux Consignment Boutique of Baraboo.
Want to test drive U.S. Cellular's award-winning network? It's free for 30 days. Want to do it even faster? Get a race car driver to be your personal chauffeur.
Whoa! Hey, my calls and data work great out here!
Test drive U.S. Cellular today. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Awards based on open signal independent data. Visit uscellular.com for details.
Race into your nearest local U.S. Cellular store, and we'll set you up in under 5 minutes for your no-cost 30-day trial. See us in Baraboo, the Dells, and Reedsburg.
Maximum hits!
Yeah.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up later on this morning. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us, 355-9970. Pat Benatar now on Max FM.
And more.
Oh, wonderful. 99.7
Max FM.
We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll. We built this city. We built this city on rock and roll.
Say you don't know me. I recognize my face. Say you don't.
Call us irresponsible. Write us off the page. My Cody plays the mama. Listen to the radio.
Saturday and I'm seeing that bumper to bumper in traffic.
Don't you remember?
It's your favorite radio station and your favorite radio city, the city by the bay, the city that rocks, the city that never sleeps.
We built this city. There is Starship. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. We hope your morning's going well so far, halfway through another work week. This is just your little reminder that, yes, we are definitely getting closer to another weekend. Something I want you to get on your calendar for Saturday, March 2nd. People Helping People is going to be holding a Brought Fry fundraiser over at their headquarters, 805 Broadway Street in Baraboo, from 10 until 2. Now, if you time this correctly, you can go over for an early lunch, and then you can go back before they shut down for the day for a little afternoon snack. They're going to be serving up the pulled pork sandwiches, sloppy joes, grilled brats, Italian sausages, all beef franks, chips, soda, or water. And at the same time, you're getting something delicious to eat. You're going to be helping out a great cause because all of the proceeds benefit PHP's Easter Adopt a Family program, which supplies low-income families in Sauk, Columbia, Adams, and Juneau counties with groceries they need for an entire Easter dinner. So make sure you definitely check that out. Nothing like a PHP brat fry to get you into the springtime mood. Plus, you're helping out a great cause all at the same time. You got to feel good about that. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. These 50s sticking around for the next couple of days. Sean Cable's going to tell you more about that in just a moment. We're going to cool things down just a bit on Friday. Still going to be very nice, though. We'll also have a look at sports. Right now, it is time for your community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Hi, this is Mary at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch. We have a new sweet almond cactus bread ready for you. It's made with our skillet crust, brushed with butter, sprinkled with cinnamon sugar, topped with an almond-flavored streusel and a white sugar topping. And when it comes out of the oven, we top it with our icing and some slivered almonds, and it is yummy. Here at the Baraboo Pizza Ranch, you can dine in or order it for delivery or carry out. 448-2215.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Pizza Ranch. The North Freedom Fire Department will have their smelt and chicken feed. That's coming up on Saturday, February 24th from 4 until 6 p.m. It's all you can eat smelt and chicken. There's carryouts available as well. All the proceeds will go towards the fire and EMS equipment. It's $15 for adults in advance, $18 at the door, and kids 12 and under will eat for $7. Again, it's the annual all-you-can-eat smelt and chicken feed from the North Freedom Fire Department, Saturday from 4 until 6 p.m. And also on Saturday, it's the coldest night of the year charity walk. This 2K or 5K walk is to benefit the Pathway Home of South Central Wisconsin. It's on Saturday, February 24th from 5 p.m. until 8 p.m. You can get all the details and donate to this first annual fundraiser by checking out baraboo-shelter.org. And on Sunday, Thunderbird Youth Hockey will be hosting the final open skate of the season, 5 until 8 p.m. at Pierce Park. $3 entry fee, skate rental for $4. Go to thunderbirdyouthhockey.com for more details.
Cottonwood Bar and Grill in Portage reminds us to salute our emergency first responders, law enforcement, firefighters, and paramedics for their professionalism, commitment, and bravery. They are willing to put their lives on the line for hours with little or no thanks. First responders are the backbone of our country. They deserve our admiration, so thank them for everything they do for us. This message is from Cottonwood Bar and Grill in Portage.
We tend not to think about right now, but right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at v.org, because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
The Badgers earned their 10th Big Ten win of the season, holding off a pesky Maryland squad 74-70 at the Kohl Center last night. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Wall led the way with 18 points. Max Klesman added 16 for the Badgers, who had 28 of 31 free throw attempts in the win. Number one fell in college basketball last night in a Big East battle. Top-ranked UConn blown out by Creighton, 85-66, ending their 14-game winning streak. Marquette back in action tonight. They'll host DePaul at Fiserv Forum. The Badger women sweeping Minnesota in their season series, winning 67-56 in the Twin Cities last night. The Marquette women earned their 20th win of the season, knocking off Seton Hall 68-62. And according to the Wildcat report, Northwestern expected to play Wisconsin this year at Lambeau Field on October 19th. The Wildcats are undergoing renovations and would be the designated home team in that matchup. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It is going to be another nice one today. Mostly sunny, up to 55 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We'll drop to 32 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high right back up to 55. Friday, we'll be sunny and cooler with a high near 40. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temperature, 44. 99.7.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. Remember to save yourself a whole lot of money and shop local. You need to head over to maxfmbigdeals.com. Savings up to 50% off in some cases. A little extra in the wallet. maxfmbigdeals.com. Make sure you check it out. It's the Thompson Twins now.
I have a picture pinned to my wall. An image of you and of me. And we're laughing with love at it all. Look at our life now, tattered and torn. We fuss and we fight and delight in the tears that we cry until dawn.
And more.
Are you sure this is legal?
99.7 Max FM.
There's not much time left today. Life is-
Can't.
on Cannibal. She drives me crazy. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Checking out your forecast right now. Beautiful again today. Mostly sunny, 55 for a high. Mostly cloudy, down to 32 tonight. Lots of sun and 55 tomorrow. Then on Friday, sunny. We're going to cool things down just a little bit with a high right around 40. Right now, it's 45. Coming up this morning on Max FM, we are going to talk about pork-flavored coffee. Yes, it is now a thing, and we'll give you all the details on that. Plus, Apple wants us to stop putting our wet iPhones in bags of rice. I don't know what's happening to the world. It feels topsy-turvy if we don't do that, but we'll discuss it anyway. Plus, robots that now will put on your fake eyelashes for you. I'm not sure what's happening in the world, but those headlines alone should scare you right there. But we will discuss all of it this morning. Plus, we'll have ABC and local sports coming up around 7 o'clock. Oh, we can't forget birthdays and anniversaries, too. I almost did. If you're celebrating today or know somebody who is, make sure you text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Mike Ganger's going to be here with a look at local sports. And plus, we'll have all the weather you need and all the great music to start your Wednesday. It's all coming up on 99.7 Max FM.
Imagine you're trying to escape from a secluded cabin or being trusted with government secrets, or you need to locate an important dignitary for a special event. This isn't a TV show. No, it's Elusive Escape Rooms. Can you count on your friends and family to help you make your great escape? Call 608-678-2388 or find us online at elusiveescaperooms.com. And mention promo code MAXFM to save on your next adventure. Located across from Noah's Ark on Wisconsin Dells Parkway in Wisconsin Dells, Elusive Escape Rooms, the best escape you'll ever attempt to make.
Seasons Counseling, therapy for adults and children in Baraboo and the surrounding communities, supports Baraboo FFA students during National FFA Week as students learn about the importance of agriculture education. Seasons Counseling, let us help you reach new heights.
Your experience is our top priority at Backroad Baraboo Motors, where you'll find a top-notch crew that gets the job done right, thorough advisors that explain it all, a free car wash with every visit, and a waiting room where you won't mind the wait. From routine service to major repairs, our certified team is here for you. Backroad Baraboo Motors, proudly servicing all makes and models, just off Highway 136 in Baraboo and online at baraboomotors.com.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric. Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes. You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Close like brothers. The future's in-